Spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today, The Congressman, was written by Meyer Levin and based on the life of the late Congressman Adolph J. Stabenow.
Nurse Enright.
Election news.
Darling, you know it's too early.
It's the reception desk. There's a Judge Sabbath.
My kid brother, he's here.
Send him up, of course.
The judge came from Chicago. May, you think something happened? They're not electing me again?
Now, don't excite yourself, dear. I suppose Joseph came to visit you. You're a little bit sick, you know.
He's 83 years old. A kid can't run around on such a trip for nothing to see me.
A visit from your brother will cheer you up.
Yes, you don't have to pretend around me. Man is 86. He had a good life. He knows forever he's not going to last.
Don't talk like that, Congressman.
I tell you, my dear wife, I would not even be here now, I think, except maybe God said the congressman is too busy down there. He has to have one more term to finish up. May, you think they're still voting for me today?
They've been voting for you for so long. They think Sabbath is always printed on the ticket, like on a calendar.
Oh, well, Congressman, a fine way to win an election, in bed. And you always told me, kid, go and get the vote out.
Judge, what are you doing in Washington? You've got to be home, voting.
I voted already. And I didn't vote for you.
Huh. My kid brother, I've got always kidding.
Even if I lived in your district, I wouldn't vote for you. 46 years in Congress is enough. You made the world's record.
Longer in Congress than anyone else in American history.
Mm-hmm. So retire, like me.
Can a man retire in the middle of a fight? I have to go out. I have to talk to the people.
Now, take it easy. They'll elect you anyway without speeches.
Like last time. Not one speech. Not a penny spent.
Maybe without speeches you get even more votes.
Not speeches for the election. Speeches for the big fight. It's coming up again in Congress. The immigration law.
Yes, but Congressman, they passed it. In June.
Because those doctors put me in the hospital. I would never let it pass. Now we have to fight to fix it.
AJ, your whole life you fought for a good immigration law. Now leave somebody else to it. You've got a lot of good men in Congress.
Young boys. Under 50. And were they ever immigrants? You've got to be an immigrant to know.
Please, please, Congressman, don't excite yourself.
My statement. May, did they send my statement to the papers on the Immigration Act and the FAPC? I promised the president...
Your nephew took care of it.
You didn't forget the Polsky Gazeta?
Don't worry.
And the Hungarian paper? And the Jewish Forward? And the Denis Lachetel?
The Denis Lachetel. That was the paper my father was associated with.
No more?
No, dear. Not for years. since so few Czech people could come here because of the quota. Oh, you're tired, dear.
They're writing to me from my district all the time.
My brother waits and waits. No quarter. He's a good mechanic.
All the
Germans
time.
It's okay to come to America, but great people stay
out. I've got to tell them. Citizens, to tell them. Like in my first election. You remember Joseph? Our horse and buggy? Judge. Judge. Everybody was calling me Judge. I was only a justice of the peace in the old Maxwell Street court. You, Joseph, you got to be a real judge.
I learned to be a judge from you, Congressman. Even in the street, you were their judge.
Please, Judge Sabbath, explain to him our suitcase.
Explain nothing. Get that shack off the property.
Whoa. Take it easy. What's wrong, Mr. McGinnis?
I'm going to arrest this greenhorn.
If I state this, this is okay.
Yap. Will you talk English?
I try. I explain you.
Suppose you explain to me, Mr. McGinnis.
Sure. This morning I found a shack that he put up on the railroad property near the track.
Now listen, Mr. McGinnis. Suppose I give him 8 days to clear it off. Okay? Today's Saturday, so have it down by next Sunday.
Well, that's fair with me.
Oh, things are wonderful, Judge.
What's all the laughing for?
8 days. In 8 days, the Sooker's holiday is over, and he knocks down the shack anyway, Mr. McGinnis. It is the Jewish Feast of the Tabernacles to eat outside in a little booth.
Oh, a religious matter. Why didn't the man say so?
See, Max? The whole trouble is understanding each other. Learn English.
My children, they go to school and they talk good English. Me, I got no time for school. I got to work.
Go to night school then, like I told you. And listen, everybody. We've got to have new laws in Congress.
Sure, to keep out all the hunkies. Why don't they stay in the old country where they belong?
You're wrong, my friend. Look, Mr. McGinnis, why did you come to this country?
Me? Why shouldn't I? Ireland is poor and under foreign rule. I want a free country.
Uh-huh. Well, Bohemia is poor and ruled by the Austro-Hungarian Empire, so I came here like you, a boy in steerage. My mother baked a big black bread for me, and I ate the last crust in the boxcar I rode to Chicago. On Maxwell Street, I sold shoes from a pushcart. I am an immigrant, too. And today, I am running for Congress. Listen, all of us need new laws in Congress. We've got to keep up the wages and keep down the hours. No man is a slave. He's got a right to Sunday off. So we've got to make a law. Minimum wages and hours must be guaranteed.
Judge, my husband lost his leg on the railroad job and he cannot work.
And we've got to have a law for the workman that gets hurt on the job.
Workman's compensation, that's the ticket. You've got the right idea, Judge.
Welcome the immigrant. Welcome the immigrant and protect labor. That's my platform for Congress. Thank you.
Good, Adam. Good.
Well, let's try the next corner, Joseph. Get up, Bitsy.
Good Sabbath, Mr. Sabbath.
Oh, Rabbi, excuse me. Oh.
I was listening to your speech on the Sabbath.
Excuse me, Rabbi, but in the new world, new ways, new ideas.
New? For instance, your idea for a law that every man has a right to his day of rest.
Minimum wages and hours. It's modern economics.
Modern? Your name is Sabbath, yes?
You know my name, Rabbi.
And what was your father?
A butcher in Fabry, near Pilsen. We were the only Jewish family. Every week, my father slaughtered one cow and drove around selling the meat. Came home for the Sabbath.
Perhaps your family adopted the name because they were proud of its meaning.
What meaning? That we are Jews?
Is that the whole meaning? What is Sabbath, Judge? Sabbath? By God's command, every slave, every beast of the field, has a right to his Sabbath day of rest. A minimum labor law from the time of Moses. And wasn't that the beginning of equality before the law, of the whole idea of human equality?
Rabbi, if I get elected, I better come to your synagogue for new ideas.
Next on the agenda, bill to improve immigration conditions. Chair recognizes the representative from Iowa.
Mr. Chairman, there was a time when all men welcomed the immigrant from Europe. Now, at that time, the immigrants were the best. The Irish, the English, the Scots, and the Scandinavian, the German, those classes that made the very best of our citizenship. But a million undesirables are now each year crowding our
liberty. Who is undesirable?
These people cannot speak a word of English. In my county alone, they speak six languages.
Mr. Chairman! Mr. Chairman! Mr. Chairman! Will Representative Hepburn yield? Miss Hepburn!
Mr. Hepburn! Mr. Hepburn!
Hey, Jane. Shh. You're in the hospital.
What? What?
Oh, you must have been dreaming, dear. Hepburn, that was in your first Congress 46 years ago.
You think it is different today? Same fight. Racial ideas. Quota laws.
The Slavs, the Italians, and many of the Hungarians who migrate to this country are a positive menace to the cause of labor.
Sabbath, answer him. Talk, man.
Kept out they are to be. For these immigrants belong to the class that never assimilates, that never imbibes the true American spirit.
Mr. Chairman!
That's it. Go down to the well. Go on.
Gentleman from Illinois, Representative Sabbath.
Who's he?
That fella from the Chicago slums. His maiden speech.
Uh-huh. Mr. Chairman, for 27 years of my life, I have lived and worked in Chicago, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, city in the world. But Chicago, without its foreign-born, would have no place among the cities of the earth. Mr. Chairman, what these foreigners have done for Chicago, they have done for the West and Northwest generally. Go out along the railroads, the arteries of our national life, and you will find them. Building the railroads, working the forests and the farms, the mines and factories, doing a large percentage of the work that is so hard and toilsome, the average American would not be content to do it. These are the so-called undesirable citizens. It has been said that the foreigners are forcing down wages in this country. Mr. Chairman, I would rather lose my power of speech than advocate a measure that would prove detrimental to labor. But we all know that statistics have proved that notwithstanding the great influx of immigrants during the past year, wages have increased 12% and 14%. In these years, 1905 and 6 and 7, immigration was heaviest, and yet the country was never as prosperous. Now let us give these workers a welcome when they come. Let us show them that our country extends the warm hand of sympathy and fellowship to the oppressed peoples of the earth.
And they won. 1907, a million came in. Were those people bad for America?
Rest now, John.
They wanted to stop them. In 1908, Roosevelt sent for me.
Roosevelt in 1908?
Teddy Roosevelt, he means.
Congressman, what about this immigration bill?
Laws to keep out good working people we don't need, Mr. President. But if I may suggest it, there are laws we do need to protect good working people. Chicago is a railroad city. We have lots of railroad workers. If a man loses a limb, there should be a federal compensation law.
Sabbath, You propose such a law, and I'll support it.
I've got more ideas. Minimum wage is an hour's law. An old age insurance.
Whoa, you're way ahead of the parade. What about this immigration?
Mr. President, don't take my word. Why not appoint a commission to find out the facts?
A commission? Bully!
Here, Congressman, drink this.
Every Congress, somebody was trying to close the doors on immigration. We had to put up a big fight in the press. And I went to see President Wilson. President Wilson, I would like to bring you a great patriot, a refugee from my old country, Professor Masaryk. The Czech people want to make a democracy like America.
I want to meet him, Mr. Sabbath. I am in sympathy. Now, what about this national quota idea for immigration?
President Wilson, this is the worst idea ever put up. The Ku Klux Klan is behind it. We already have good laws to keep out the unfit, the criminal, the contagious. But this bill keeps a man out only because of where he comes from. From England and Scandinavia and Germany is good. From Italy and Slovakia, no good.
No. Why, thousands of sons of Italian and Slavic immigrants are fighting in the war. Why, it indirectly discriminates against religions, too.
Congressman.
Rabbi, what are you doing in Washington?
I came to persuade you to run again.
No. I'm a failure. They don't want me here. They don't even want us in America.
Who are they, Congressman? Sometimes one part of the public dominates for 10-15 years. But should the others be robbed of their voice?
Maybe they are the real America. I only talk for the immigrants that elected me.
Sabbath, 20 years you've been in Congress. It's the children of the immigrants, born Americans, who are electing you now.
Still, what can one man do?
One man. Other good men are on your side. And as for you, the first Workmen's Compensation Act was yours. The first old age benefit law was yours.
Minimum wages and hours we haven't got yet.
If not for you, we would never have helped Czechoslovakia become a democracy and the League of Nations you fought for.
They don't want it.
Not today. But you'll live to see us in such a Council of Nations. The world doesn't end with one defeat.
Maybe I'm not the man. Well, there are thousands of refugees from communism, and they have nowhere to go. You would think a man commits a crime to become a refugee.
And the Lord said, get thee out of thy country and thy father's house, and go to the country I shall show thee, and I shall bless thee.
For me, the Lord did it.
For you can still help him do it for others.
You know what I think this means, Rabbi? That men have to circulate around the earth to learn to be decent, tolerant. Or else each man sits in his cave and fights everyone who comes near him.
Make others understand it. Sabbath, stay here.
All right, Rabbi. I'll run again.
Good. Sabbath, that's not all I came here to persuade you to do. I came to get you to dedicate the new temple.
No, I haven't done enough as a Jew. You have good people, good Jews, who take part in the congregation much more than I can.
Congressman, because of everything you do here in Washington, I couldn't find a worthier Jew to dedicate the temple. You will come.
Congressman Sabbath, you've been here a long time. I'd like your advice about how Congress may feel.
About a third term?
Well, now, you have said it.
Well, if a congressman like me can run 17 times, why can't a president like you run 3 times?
Oh, Sabbath, I'll tell you what pushes me most.
Unfinished business, huh?
There are going to be hundreds of thousands of war refugees. Quotas filled for 50 years ahead. We need a new immigration law. And I'd like to get a fair employment law through so a man can't be refused a job because he has a foreign accent or a certain color.
Mr. President, I will fight it through the Rules Committee if I have to stay there the rest of my life.
Mr. Sabbath, you may be the chairman of the Rules Committee only because you're here the longest, but you haven't got the majority. Now, we want this law this way. It keeps out communists.
Fine. But what about the refugee anti-communists? And it lets the Nazis in on the German quota.
Now, who cares what they were in Germany?
Let's hear from the church representative.
This particular Lutheran committee believes this bill represents racial and religious discrimination.
YWCA groups oppose the quota system. We should consider human needs first.
We should consider America first. We want to pick the best stock for America.
You want to breed Americans like horses.
This bill goes to the floor recommending quotas.
Order in the house. Order.
Mr. Sabbath, I want 10 minutes on the floor.
No more time.
You're a liar.
Don't call me a liar. I'm fighting for a fair bill.
You're fighting, Abby. Where are you?
Peter Potts. At 83, what a man. Still in there fighting. Wait, please. They beat us again. They beat us.
Hush, dear. You did so much.
You put through good things.
They beat us again. A new quota bill. When I was in the hospital, they pushed it through.
But the president vetoed it, don't you remember?
That was President Taft's veto?
No, dear. Truman.
Oh, yes, Truman.
Remember he said, I have long urged that racial and national barriers to naturalization be abolished.
Wilson? President Wilson said that?
No, dear, Truman. Remember he said, this bill denies the great humanitarian creed inscribed beneath the Statue of Liberty, proclaiming to all nations, give me your tired, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
No quotas. Those who need come first. But they passed it again, over the president's veto.
Never mind. The new Congress will repeal it.
The new Congress, yes. The fight isn't finished. If I only have time.
You will. You will.
If they vote for me again, May, are they voting for me? I have to go to Congress.
Mrs. Sabbath, this just came.
Oh, a report from Chicago. The congressman is running ahead.
No wonder, voting.
Congressman, do you hear? Do you hear, darling? They're electing you for another term. They're voting for you the 24th time. Congressman. My congressman.
Doctor, quick.
Let me. I'm afraid he. Poor dear man. He's smiling. I think he heard. Oh, surely he heard. He's being elected.
And the Lord said, get thee out of thy country and thy father's house, and go to the country I shall show thee, and I shall bless thee.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address and 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Clarence Gross, a Vice President of the United Synagogue of America and Honorary Secretary of the Shari Zion Congregation of Montreal, Canada. Mr. Gross.
Good citizenship of the type displayed by the late Congressman Sabbath is not unique in Jewish life. To the Jew, good citizenship is, and always has been, a religious duty. Throughout Jewish history, it was ever thus. When the Jews were taken from Palestine to alien Babylonia, the prophet Jeremiah admonished them to work for the peace and welfare of the country. a country to which they were being transported as unwilling captives. There is a precept in the Talmud which tells us that the law of the land constitutes the law of the Jew. This principle is broad in its implications. It does not mean merely obeying existing laws. That goes without saying. It implies that no Jew can be a good religious Jew unless he does his full share in the strengthening and development of the laws of the land in which he lives. But the precept implies more even than that. It is one thing for Jews to obey the laws and work for their strength and development in the United States or Canada or Great Britain. Quite another to do the same thing in countries like erstwhile Nazi Germany or the lands now behind the Iron Curtain. There is, however, no problem here. To the Jew, it is good religion to work for and obey a good law. It is not religion at all to work for and obey a bad law. And if to a Jew like the late Congressman Sabbath, his life work was a religious compulsion and duty, then it could only be because his goals, like those of the vast majority of his fellow Americans, were consonant with the principles of freedom and democracy and social justice inherent in Judaism. One cannot but reflect how blessed we are, Jewish citizens of the Western democracies, and how blessed the lands in which we live. Fortunate that our lands can band together in a world organization whose objectives are not to make war or abrogate freedom, but to strive for and fulfill the prophetic vision of Isaiah. Fortunate that we are able, each in his own country, to work for better laws and at the same time observe the principles of freedom and justice and equality in our own religious life. Because both goals draw their strength and inspiration from the same source. As we review the life and work of Adolf Sabbath, we pray that the lands in which we live shall never lose sight of those principles, to the end that the laws of the land may never do violence to the principles of our Jewish religion, the principles on which all the rights and freedoms of the Western democratic world are based.
Thank you, Mr. Gross. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Congressman, was written by Meyer Levin. Peter Capell was featured as Sabbath, and Bryna Rayburn as his wife, May. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. The entire production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.